was lost from him, and he just feels he'll be able to find the ganef. So therefore, it's not called a good. It's not called a good choshet. So meskashi hochi, if so, hakoyfe pipikodin. Why did we say before that if I ask you back for the bikodim, I gave you a shirt to watch, I ask it back from you, and if you're a koifer, that we say you're posli edus, so am I posli edus, then why don't we say, ishtimutu kamishtamat, the same thing over there also. That you're a koifer means that really you have it, or you took it. The reason why you're saying you never took it is because it was lost, and you just want to push it off for time, maybe you'll find it. So far you feel, ad b'chashnoi, until I look for it, or mishkachtan, I'll find it. So if so, why is he possibly edus? So Gemara says it's true that ki amrina. When do I say this kalal of hakoyfer b'pikadon possibly edus? When do I say that somebody is koyfer b'pikadon? He's possibly we consider him like a gazlin. He's possibly edus. Kegoyin diyosu sadi v'yasidu beidi hishosa isle b'pikadon v'beisei. We're talking about that at that time when he was a koyfer, when he said he didn't receive the b'pikadon, Adim tell us that they saw that he had the b'pikadon in his house. Reuven says, Shimon, listen, I gave you my shor to watch, give it back. Shimon says, I never took the shor. And later we came out, there were two Edim that at that time, Shimon had the shor in his house. So in such a thing, you can't say he's pushing off the time, because we know he had it. So that's called a real gazlin, therefore he's possibly Edis. The Hu Yoda and the Shimon knew about it. So that's the case of his possibly Edis. Inami Rels Devi Nakat Lebi Yoday. Not the Edim of Tom saying it was in his house, but the Edim of saying, we know he had it in his hand. Like you said, I gave you $10, I gave you my watch, and he said I never took it. And later Adam come and tell us, we know that he had the watch in his hand the whole time. So in such a case, that's called Kaifa Pipikodon, that's possibly Adis. But maybe, so we have no proof. So again, from here we have no proof to say that you do not say, Migo de Chosha Amamayna Chosha Shvosai Adarabba. Maybe we do say it. So more say, Ella, bring your proof from here. El Ho di Yom Ravuna. In a case where a shoy mechinim, let's say, it was taken nignavo from him. And the locher of the shoy mechinim is potter if he tain his nignavo. But the shoy over there says, instead of I swearing to free myself, I'll pay you. That's a locher shilayim. For lo rotz li shava, so he has a right to pay up now. And later when we find the ganif, so the kefil goes to the shoy. That's a locher later in the Mishnah of in a mafkid. Rav Huna says over there that that even though the Shomer wants to pay the money, but still we make him swear to us that he does not have the Shor in his Rishus. So the question is why? How do we let him swear that? Like Neymar, why don't we say, Migu de Chosh Amamayna, Chosh Rashvu Asai? Like if we're afraid that he really has the Shor in his Rishus, so then he's stealing it. So if so, how do we let the Shomer swear that he does not have the Shor in his own property? Like if we're afraid he has it, so he's a regular gazlin. So if a gazlin, we should be afraid he'll swear false. So this is a proof that no, even though we're afraid that maybe he's stealing it, but we're not afraid he'll swear false. So Gemara says, no, there is no proof again. Hosam Nami over there is different. I'll tell you because Moira, the person will teach himself a heter, the Yomer will say, Domi ko yehivnalei. What's the case over there? The Shoy Mechinim is telling the Yomer, listen, I'm telling you it was stolen from me, but even so I'll pay you. So Lamaisa, the Shoyma now is paying for the shore. Even though we're afraid that maybe he himself is keeping it, but it's not called so much the lava le sigzo, because the person will be more ahead to himself and say, listen, true, I'm keeping his shore, but I'm paying it for him. But since I'm paying him for it, I think I'm not doing such an issa. So therefore, in such a case, we make the person swear, because we're not afraid he'll swear false, because we don't see him doing such an issa. That's called the Moira V'Yomar Demi Koyehivna. I'm paying for it, so therefore he doesn't care so much. Omalei Rav Acha Medivta Barachna Medivta said back Ravina to Ravina. But still, V'Kover Allah Dolei Sachmoid. But he's always still Allah Dolei Sachmoid. Like you're not allowed to take away something from somebody else, even if you pay for it. So Rav Allah Dolei Sachmoid also makes you reflect for a gazlin. Should also be possibly Yedis. It should also be Choshed HaShvuasa. So what's your answer that people are paying money for it now, but they're still Allah Dolei Sachmoid? So my answer is true, there is the love, but to people it's not that bad. Because I'll tell you, loy sachma li inshi, the loy demei mashmalhu. To people it's only mashma, this love, loy sachma, it's only mashma if I don't pay money. But to people, when I pay money, they think they're not over the love. So even though lemaisa, they are over the love, but a person would be marihetta to himself and think, listen, I'm paying money for the shore, it's not so bad what I'm doing. So therefore it's a swear to say we have to make him swear because he won't swear false. But I call upon him, there's no proof that you do not say migul chasher amayna chasher hashvosei. Tzumar says, "V'yala, bring another proof though. Eloha di yomer Rav Nachman. Not Rav Nachman always says that the locher is mashpir noisei shvus heses in the case of a kaifa bakil, where I say you owe me $100 and you say nothing, I don't owe you a penny. So midiraisi a potter from a shvua, but midirabon Rav Nachman says we make him swear that he does not owe anything. Why? Neima, why don't we say migul de chasher amayna chasher hashvosei? Why don't we say migul, since we're afraid that he's lying, so how do we let him swear?" This is one proof. Vesu, secondly, ha detani Rabbi Chiya. That's what Rabbi Chiya learned and said, shneihem nishboim v'noitlim. This is the case we had before. V'chent v'niyap in kosai. Again, where the owner told the storekeeper, "Give $10 worth of food to my workers, because I owe them $10. And what happened later was, the storekeeper comes to the balabas and says, "I gave them $10 worth of stuff." And the workmen come to the balabas and say, we did not receive anything. So halacha is that shneihem nishboim v'noitlim. Both the owner, both the storekeeper, and both the workers come to the balabas to swear to him that we did not receive the $10 or pay us the $10. And v'noitlim balabayis, they both collect from the balabas. The question over there is, name, why don't we say migul dechash amamayna chash rashvuasai? Like, how do we let the storekeeper swear? The storekeeper says that he gave the $10 worth of merchandise. We're choshev that maybe he did not give it. So if he did not give it and he said he gave it, he's a liar, like a Michael Gazela. So if you choshev amamayna, why do we let him swear? This is a proof that no, even though we're choshev that maybe Taki is doing something not right as far as mammon goes, but still we'll let him swear because a shrua is more chamer to a person. A person's afraid to swear false. Therefore, we'll let him swear. Yeah? That's what it's kashlike. The Suvaratani Rebbe Chiyah, Shnei Nishboim Benoitlim Mibalabayis, Neima, why don't we say better, Migu the Chosh Amamayna, Chosh Rashvu Asai. Elamai, this is a proof that we do not say the Svara. The Suvar, thirdly, Ho Di Yom Rav Sheshi. That's what Rav Sheshi says. Sholosh shvuas mashbi noisai. We make a shomer swear three shvuas. Three different types of shvuas we make a shomer swear. So Rashi says l'shomer chinam shetoy nigdava. A regular shomer chinam that wants to free himself with a tain of nigdava, he says it was stolen from him, but he's potter, so he has to swear. Yes. So what are these three shvuas? The Gemara says he has to swear. Sheshi says sholosh shvuas mashbi noisai. Shvua shloy pashati bo. Have to make a shvua that the shmira was not a pashe, it wasn't my negligence where it happened, because then it would have been chayiv. Shvua shlo shlachti b'yat. I also have to make a shvua that first I did not take it and use it for myself, because if he was a shlech b'yat, like Rashi says, he would be a gazlin olay, and then he has a kinyan gzeil, he's chayiv even an oinsin. Even if an oinsin happened, that he would be chayiv. And then the third shvua he has to swear is shvua shenib rishusi. He has to swear that he does not have it in his own rishus. So the question is, how are we letting him swear? Neima, why don't we say, migul dechash amamayna, chash rashvu asai? Why don't we say, migul, if we're afraid that maybe he has it in his own rishus, like he's stealing it right now, so if he's holding it back, he's not afraid to deny money, he won't be afraid to swear false either. Ela, rather, from these three proofs of Yechanan says, Ela lo yamrinu, we do not say, migul dechash amamayna, chash rashvu asai. We do not say the svara. Like we said before, because the person is much more chomer, so much more stricter, the punishment is much greater for swearing false than for denying money. So therefore, even though a person won't be afraid to deny money, but when it comes to swear, he'll be afraid to swear false. So therefore, we make him swear. Abaye Ram Abaye says a new reason. Abaye says a new reason why in our Mishnah we make the two people swear. So why? Because Chashinon Shelma Milve Yeshono Yesh Loi Olof. Rashi says, Abayu Amatayma Damasnisin Lav to Rabbi Yechanan. With Rabbi Abayu Agazan Rabbi Yechanan. The reason the Mishnah where they swear is not like Rabbi Yechanan says. Why? The Heavy Choshidlon Aholich Vatekim Telisha Shechaveroi Chinom Heavy Lon Choshra Shvuasai. Abayu holds, we do say, Migu the Choshra Mamayno Choshra Shvuasai. So if we were afraid that somebody would just go and grab away somebody else's talis, we should be afraid he'd swear false also. Therefore, that's not the chashash. We're not afraid stam a person would have the chutzpah to go grab away from somebody else. Ela Rashi says rather, chayshinim, we're afraid, shema milve yishon yesh to yolov, maybe the person owes you money from before, al zeo make boshe shachoy, and you realize that he forgot about it, and he's not going to admit, he'll deny that money. Therefore, right now you go and grab away your talis, because really he owes it to you, and you'll swear about it, because he owes you that much. So, that's what we're afraid about. And really, you have no right to do that. Like, you have no right to take it away right now. If you hold, he owes you money, you have to go to a din Torah about it. But I call upon him, that's what we're afraid about. That's why it's not called Choshram Amayna. So therefore, when it comes to swear, he won't swear false. But in the case if we're afraid just to go and grab away somebody else's thing that doesn't belong to you, then if you Choshram Amayna, Abai holds, we would not let you swear. So we'll soon see what Abai does with the three riyas we brought before. So I call upon, that's what Abai is saying now. Yeah, the Hashin and Shem and Milvi Yishani Yesh Lo Yolov. So Gemara Sihochi, if so, Nishka B'loi Shvua. If that's the swear that a person for sure does not take it unless he has a good reason, so he should take it without even swearing? So Gemara says, like, no. So now, like Rashi says, like, if we name on the person without a right, we'll not grab it, so when the person grabs it, that alone should be a proof it's really his, so he should even take it without a Shvua. So Gemara says, no, it's not so strong. Ella, Chashin and we're afraid, Shema Sofik Milva Yishana Yesh Lo Yolov. Just maybe he has a milva yishan upon him. Like, even for a doubtful milva, he would also go and grab it. And therefore, and v'loy amrinu, we do not say, tafas amayna misveika mishtaba nami misofik. We do not say, just like a person went and grabbed it away doubtfully, the same way he'll go and swear doubtfully also, no. To grab it away doubtfully, he feels, look, I'm not doing such a bad thing. I'm taking back something that maybe belongs to me. So there is mariheta. But when it comes to swear, this much a person will not swear false, even in asafik. So that's why we make him swear. And the Gemara says, my time, what's the reason? Because mom nisib chazara. Like mom, to grab it away, even though it's only doubtfully, he feels he's not doing something so wrong. Because if I come out later that I'm wrong, I'll give it back again. But shvua leisib chazara. But if you swear false, that's it. You can't take it back again. So therefore, a person will not swear false minasafik. Therefore, besafik, we make him swear. Even though minasafik will take money. Then, we will not let him swear. So Taisa speaks out, what does Abaye do with the three riyas we had before? So Taisa speaks out, on Safik Milvi Yishon Yeshlov, V'idim Ashbin Lasa Gimel Shruas, U'dishneem Mishboim V'noit Le'anami, Chashim Misham Milvi Yishon Yeshlov Oleho. In those cases also, we're afraid that maybe he owed him money from before. And therefore, we don't free him without a shvur. Yeah. But in the case where he's really kofar, in the case where he's really gazlin, then we hold miku the choshe mamayna, it's choshe ashvuasa. Now the Gemara says, boy, Rabzeri asks a question like this. Talk for echad befaneinu maho. Let's say one person grabs away the talis from his other friend, bechazok in front of us, what's talach maho? So Rashi says, "Hoytzim miyad chaveru bechazaka, for reikula biyode koydim shenishbo." Before they swore, now in Bezdin, one person is holding the whole talus. What's the halacha? So what says Hechidon? What's the case talking about? Idishosik. If one Reuven grabbed it away from Shimon, Shimon kept quiet. Is oiduy oidelei? He's admitting it that it belongs to Reuven. So of course Reuven should keep it without a shvua. Vidikotzovach. If when Reuven grabbed it away from Shimon, Shimon started to scream right away, says, so mehevel elam eved. What could have Shimon done? So of course it should still be the same halacha of the Mishnah of Shnai Merchs and Metalis. If we see clearly in front of our nose that Reuven is taking it away from Shimon, and they both came to us first holding on to it, it should still be the same halacha. So what's Yishayla? So Gemara says, lo tzarich in cases like this. Teshosak mikara. When Reuven first grabbed it away from Shimon, Shimon first kept quiet. Tohodat tzovach. But then Shimon, 5 minutes later, woke up and started to scream, he grabbed away my talus. My, what's the halacha in such a case? Do we say, me the ishtik, since Shimon first kept quiet, or do you oidele? That's a proof that really Shimon means to admit it. Oidele maybe, kivun the kotzofach, since right now Shimon starts to scream, hashtig loy milsa. Now it shows us that the hide, the shosik mikor, you know why he kept quiet at the beginning, Savri thought, hakechazile rabbanon. Because the Rabbanan saw the way Shimon grabbed it away from me. So therefore I didn't have to speak up right away. So that's the question. When Shimon kept quiet first, and then he starts to scream about it later, do we consider as if Shimon admitted that it belongs to Reuven? Or maybe no, it's not called Hoido. Some Rav Nachman says, Toshma, come and bring the proof. That says, B'med v'ramamurim, the price says like this. When do we say the din of our Mishnah? B'med v'ramamurim, sheshnei madukim bo. When two people are holding on to the talus, that's when we say the din of Shnai Merchsim Betalus. Aval Hoysa Talus Yoytzes Metachas Yodei Shelechad Mehem. But if when they come to Bezdin now, only one person is holding on to the talus, is Hamoytzi Mechaveri Olav Araya. So that person keeps it, and the other one that wants to take it away has to bring a proof of Eidim. Like Rashi says, Araya means be Eidim. That's a brisa. So Mahechidan, what are we talking about over here? In any, if you want to tell me, Tony, the way it says right now, Pshita, of course it's that way. That if one person is holding on to it, so it belongs to him, the other one can't take it away, what are you telling me? Ela, rather, the case is Lechura, Shetok Vechad Vefanenu. Because the case that we're talking about in our case, that Avad, the first, Reuven and Shimon came to Bez, and they were both holding on to the talus. And in front of our nose, Reuven grabbed it away from Shimon. And still we see that the Tekifa helps, and Reuven has a right to keep it unless Shimon brings her a proof of Edom. And Lechura, it's the same type of a case, that first Shimon was Shosak, and then he was Savach. So you have a proof that the Tekifa helps. Tomorrow says, Loi, no, that's not the case over here. You can't bring a proof. It doesn't say clearly. Loi, Hocha b'mayas kinin. No, we're talking about over here. His Hocha b'mayas kinin could go in the osala kamon kiritfisalu tavayu. True. They're both holding on to it together. For Armina and Lehu, and we tell them, Zilu plugu. Go and divide it up. Vinovku, they go out. For other osin, then they come back to us. Kitofas lechad minayu. They come back to us that only one is holding on to it. Now, what's the time is now? Hi, Omar. The one that's holding on to it says, the other one was a duyodili. He admitted to me that it belongs to me, and that's why he gave it to me. Hi, Omar. The other one that's not holding on to it says, no. Bidimei agatin alei. I rented it to you. I'm letting you use it for pay, but you have to pay me for it. But it's not the pshat that I didn't admit to you. I still hold it's mine, just that I'm renting it out to you. So in such a case, this is the case that we don't listen to that person. Why? And we say it belongs to the one that's holding on to it right now. The Amrinulei, we say to him, listen, Ad hashta chashara talei begazlan, just before 10 minutes ago you were here in Bethlehem saying that this person is grabbing away your talus. Like you hold that this Reuven was a gazlan. Like you, Shimon, was saying the whole talus belongs to you. And Reuven was saying the whole talus belongs to him. So each one thought the other one is a gazlan. If so, you, Shimon, vahashto mugeris lei, belei sadi. How could it be if it's true what you just said, Shimon, that not that you gave it up to Reuven, but just that you rented it to Reuven to use, how could you rent it to him? If you hold Reuven to gazlan, you wouldn't rent it to him without Edom. But since you are saying now you rented it to him, that shows that you're the liar. Therefore, the locker is we let the talus stay by Reuven. But I call upon him, there's no proof to our Shiloh of talk for Echad Bifanenu. The boy is saying, another territory is not telling you to Tony, like we learned. The Yosla Kamon Kitofas Luchad Minayu. It could be no. That's true, they come in front of Bezdin even the first time, that only Reuven is holding on to the talus. That's all. The Edoch, the second person, Misrach Bos Ruchi. He's only like hanging on to it. He's not really holding on to it. He's just like Misrach Bos Ruchi is hanging on to it. And to teach us that means nothing. That's the Chiddush over here. And what? That's the Afilu L'Sumchis, even according to Sumchis. The Yom that always says, Mom and Hamutik Pesafik Chokin. Anytime we have a doubt upon money, who owns the money? We always say Chokin. B'loi Shvu, even without a Shvua. But I tell you, Moida Sumchis does agree. Desir Chalav Klumhi. So now a case over here where one person is holding on to the talus. And the second one is only a sarach, only like hanging around it, like just over him a little bit, but he's not really grabbing hold of it, that's not called a muhsik. So therefore, Sumchis agrees, if one person is a muhsik holding on to the money, and another person comes and complains that money belongs to him, then we would not say chokin. Then Avada Sumchis would agree also to the Rabbanan Svara of Hamaitzi Mechaber Olam Araya. Sumchis only argues when both there's no muhzakim. But over here, that's the Chiddush, that when one person is holding on to the talus, even though the second person is Misra Sruch, just hanging around it, that's not called anything, that's called Leiklum, and therefore Sumchis would also agree here to the Klal of HaMoitzim Echeveroi, Olof Haraya. Alright, a turnover. Yeah. Now the Gemara is a shot like this. Im Tim Tzulem, if you want to tell me, talk for Echad B'Faneinu, that if somebody is taka, somebody grabs away from the other person, we take it back. We take it away from him. Again, in the shaila before, when Reuven grabbed it away from Shimon, first Shimon kept quiet. And then later Shimon started to vitzava, started to scream. So if you want to tell me that the tkifa, when Reuven grabs it, means nothing, we take it out of Reuven's hands. If so, hakadesha enam kodeshes. Then it's pshita that if Reuven, when he's holding on to the talus, if right away he says, I want to make this whole talus hegdish. I want to be makdish the talus. And Shimon doesn't say anything right away. Just later he starts to scream about it. How could you make it hegdish? The talus belongs to me. So then it also means nothing. Because even if Reuven grabs it away, Still we say it means nothing, since later Shimon is Savach. So the same svar would be if Reuven just makes it Hegdish first, and then Shimon starts to be Tzavach later, then of course the Hegdish will not be Chal. Because as long as it doesn't belong to you, you can't be Makdish it. But I have a suffix like this. But in Tim Tzlem, if you want to tell me the Locher is, that talk for Echad Bifaneinu, Ein Motzi Maisim Yadoi, if you tell me the Locher is that when Reuven grabs away the talus from Shimon, and Shimon keeps quiet right away. So we say it's like a Diyodulay, it's a proof that Shimon really admits that it belongs to Reuven, that Reuven has a right to keep the talus, even if Shimon starts screaming later. If so, now I have a suffix. What's going to be Hekdesha B'loy Tokfumaho? What's going to be if Reuven is Makdish the talus? He says right away, I want this talus to be Hekdish. And he didn't grab it away from Shimon. But Shimon kept quiet. Ma, what's the locha? Kivin di Yamamar, since we know the locha is Amiras Ligvoya. Kimisiras lehedjit ami, and amira to Hashem, amira legvoya. It's like a misir lehedjit, it's like giving something over to a hedjit. Now, the fact you want to be marked to something is enough kinyan. Just like you make a misira by a hedjit, if so, command the talk for dummy. So now that Reuven screams out and says, I want this talus to be hegdish, it's like you're giving this talus to hegdish, it's like you're grabbing it away from Shimon. So maybe, just like if he really grabbed it away from Shimon, and Shimon kept quiet, he has a right to keep it. So now when Reuven was makdish this talus, and Shimon kept quiet, maybe also the hegdish should be chal. Or Dilma, maybe no. Maybe it's so far we don't say. Because Hash